Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Doug Barry back on the show. I know. Settle down. I know. I'm excited too. Doug's. I know he's a lot of fun. We're glad he's here. Let's see what he has to say. Doug's an old friend of ours, 16-year member of our Brain Trust, Director of Communications and Publications at the U.S.-China Business Council, the USCBC. And we've known Doug a long time. We knew him when he was a trade expert and director of communications for the Department of Commerce. And he is one of our top trade experts. And we're so proud to have him as part of our world. We're glad he stays with us wherever he goes. And we're glad that his expertise is informing the USCBC. He's our good friend, Doug. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim, and also hello, everybody, and impressed that you and your previous guests were quoting ancient Roman philosophers. I don't think I can do that.
We cover the waterfront. Yes, but you can quote those great Liverpool philosophers, because you did that in a recent piece.
I want you
to go ahead and give us the quote.
Well, sure. It's the Beatles song about
No. Just do it.
I can't sing it for you.
Let's see if they know the lyrics. Go ahead.
We can work it out.
I didn't say sing it. I said
work it out.
You promised you wouldn't sing.
Life is very short.
And it's
so hard.
Okay. All right. That's enough. Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I'm right or wrong. Anyway, this is a great one of the great Beatle lyrics from 1963-64. I remember that period very well. Doug, so the point of this mayhem, ladies and gentlemen, is to talk about the current negotiations between the United States and China on trade. And Doug is all up in the middle of this with his group, his organization, 200 American companies that are doing business in China. Some of them have been doing it for decades. And you guys are very much involved, if not just highly interested in, the renewed negotiations going on right now, right?
That's right, and it's Monday night in Shanghai, and tomorrow morning, Secretary Mnuchin of the U.S. Treasury Department and Robert Lighthizer, who is the head of the trade negotiations for the U.S. government, will meet their colleagues, and they will restart the negotiations that ended abruptly and unsatisfactorily a couple of months ago.
What was the impetus to get this going again? What is new on the horizon? What is new under the sun? What made them think that now we're at a point where there's a reason to believe that we have a basis for doing business? Or is this just a wishful thinking? What do you think?
Well, I think there's people are of different minds, and it's extremely hard to get straight answers out of either government because these are confidential negotiations, and they want to keep the cards close to their vest to the extent possible. Leaks are destructive. But where we are now is a couple of months have passed. The two presidents met in Osaka, Japan at the G20 last month. And they decided that it was time to restart the negotiations. Obviously, the trade conflict, we try not to say war, Jim, because we think that's incendiary language, and it's not a war
words,
in a sense.
Words matter.
That it's a shooting war, but it could be. It could be a shooting war, and we don't want a shooting war. And when you're careless with language, bad things can happen.
Words
so
matter.
So we like
no
to
question.
Call it a conflict. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so where we are now is that economic growth in both countries is slowing. Not necessarily as a result of
globally,
the
growth
trade
is slowing
conflict.
Globally.
It is slowing, and the U.S. is contemplating cutting interest rates by a quarter of a point.
It's going
to
happen.
Try to get things going. It could very well. And the Chinese are also looking at some stimulus measures to get their economy growing. And neither economy is in terrible shape. And as a result of that, people are, especially in the Trump administration, are hedging their bets, and some are believing that it might be better not to have an agreement before the elections, because if the agreement is considered a bad one, either right. by businesses or by Democrats, then Trump is going to be attacked, and it might make re-election more mm-hmm. problematic for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll come back. We're going to talk about some of the motivations. We're going to talk about some of the things that have been done. What Doug's group thinks about some of the steps that President Trump has taken, and what they think about what will come next. We're also going to talk a little bit about mutual respect. Are those even two words that should be applied in this case? Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.